All right, it's now 18 to 12. I always like talking to Kim Bolson. She is a naturopath and, of course, a hormone consultant. I should have got Kim on yesterday. If you remember yesterday, we were talking about remedies for head colds because every second person that you're talking to has got a head cold. And, of course, poor old Lee Faulkner from The Big Breakfast this morning, he was there, but you couldn't hear him. Lizzie had to do all the talking because he's got laryngitis, and I think he's starting to suffer from it. Before we talk about a topic you wanted to talk about today, Kim Bolson, what is your best remedy for head colds?
Oh, Graham, head colds, try and get to it before they actually develop into a head cold. Look, most of them are viral. They can develop then into bacterial. You must keep sugars down in the diet. Sugars destroy the immune system very, very smartly. So within a half an hour of having something sugary, believe it or not, bacterial content emerged. Keep your sugars down, all the fruit juices. Keep your, even your fruits down. Make sure that there's lots of vegetables in your diet. Now, head colds, once they're there, there's a wonderful herb called Andrographis. Andrographis. Obtainable through naturopaths, yep, and some health food stores and good chemists. And it has been experimented with over the many years, and within probably over a 3 to 4 day period, it will halt and clear very nasty head colds and flus, which often go on for about 10 days sometimes with people.
All right. Well, we had a lot of remedies from different people yesterday, and they were all claiming that they had an answer, but this is coming from a naturopath, and she knows her business. Andrographis.
A little bit of zinc and perhaps a little bit of vitamin C, and, of course, my favourite, garlic sandwiches.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. A gentleman said yesterday his cure is to crush garlic and put it on his toast for breakfast.
Yes, and if you can get 3 to 4 cloves a day in, terrific. You know, if you tape a whole clove of garlic to your foot, Graham, just to the bottom of your foot, if you do that before bed each night, the garlic taste will be on your breath in the morning. So the oils escape through the feet, the oils from the garlic through the feet into the body. So if you don't want to eat it, tape it to your foot.
I know a lot of people who actually consume the clove whole so they don't have to bite onto it, so they don't have garlic breath.
Okay.
There you go.
You can always follow it with parsley anyway, can't you?
Of course you can. Well, there you go. There's the remedy from Kim Bolson. You wanted to talk, though, today about cholesterol and a couple of ways to permanently reduce cholesterol without the use of drugs.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I can talk for hours, as you probably well know, Graham, on this subject, but I just thought I'd just highlight 4 simple things that people can start to do now. Now, look, the first thing is understanding cholesterol. Sugars will elevate cholesterol often far quicker than fats will. The bad fats, no good. So the good fats like butter and olive oil as against margarine and canola. So always eat butter and olive oil. But look, honestly, when people get a handle on this and they realise that all the consumption of sugars, such as in fruit juices, lots and lots and lots of fruit, soft drinks, honeys, even wheat, all of these foods break down into simple sugars in the gut. These are the pushers behind cholesterol far quicker than the fats are. And so if you can simply look at what sort of sugars you're eating and reduce the fructose or fruit sugar in your diet, these are key essential elements to managing your cholesterol. Because as your glucose levels rise in the body, cholesterol will track that. I do this often, hundreds and hundreds of blood tests over the years. And as people become more insulin resistant, their glucose levels rise in the blood, often the cholesterol and the LDLs and the triglycerides go up as well.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And, of course, exercise is important.
Yep. Exercise is important. Exercise is important for a lot of reasons. Mm. And people go, you know, boring. Just simple walking. All your toxins and rubbish are stored in the fatty tissue. So once you start to melt the fatty tissue down, breaking it down by actually walking, reducing centimetre size all over your body, a few kgs on the scales, your cholesterol does work better, your liver function is better, and most of your cholesterol is produced by the liver. Only about 10% comes from the diet. So your internal organs need to be cared and maintained. And they respond, at point number 3, to a very low GI diet. And this is connected up now to your sugars in your diet. So a low GI diet will regulate your blood sugars plus your cholesterol plus your triglycerides so much more effectively than most things.
All right, you can read all about it on Kim's website. It's Kim Balson, KimBalson.com, with all the really good information on not just cholesterol, but a whole range of things. Good to talk to you again, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. Take care.
14 to 12.
Focus on the Downs with Graham Healy on 864 4GR.
All right, let's give you the results.